You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You know why it works? It works because you've got a ginger biscuit with the masala tea.
Yeah, I know.
So I wasn't sure where the ginger bit was coming from. I thought they were, because to look at the biscuits, they look like regular biscuits. You know, like,
they're far from regular.
No, sorry. They do look like quite premium.
Yeah, they are. It looks like a biscotti.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you know the... It could be biscotti.
It could be, yeah.
Biscotti. Oh, those ones. But biscotti's not...
He's not swearing
this,
anymore, no.
They're not this shape.
No, obviously, the texture is a bit biscotti-esque.
I felt like he forced me to dip my biscotti.
Yeah, he did. I didn't like how he did that.
And how was it?
Like, no, I'm not...
He's not a dipper.
I'm not a dipper. I don't like... Because I don't like the remnants.
This biscuit has got air in it, like holding it.
Yeah, no, it works as a sponge. But then you don't get the crunch. You get soggy biscuit.
I'm still getting crunch.
Yeah, but that's because you're biting beyond the sog.
Man, the guy don't like dipping. Why are you making him dip?
Yeah. He was going to dip
ginger,
it.
There's ginger in the tea as well.
So the ginger in the tea, the masala tea that you... So we're at Kedgy's, everybody.
Hello.
And the ginger in the tea works because you made... You do make a nice masala tea.
There you go.
Is it a set masala tea bag? Is it like a...
No.
You do a fresh?
Fresh.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, do you chop your own ginger and all that?
Quickly?
I've got the powders mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this week, God, the comfort levels of tea. Like, God, I think God made tea. I mean, God made everything. But God, like, tea is so, when it hits, it makes everything okay. If your gala's a bit sore, if your soul is a bit tired, if you're a bit down.
A bit dookie, yeah.
I've said this, if I don't get tea in the morning, it's a bad day.
Oh, no, see, I don't have it
it's
every day.
It's a bad day.
I think because it's been so cold and windy recently, I've been at events. And I just, I was at an amazing like dental event, like doing a corporate thing.
Yeah.
And they had like a nice table spread of, actually you would like it, like cheese and onion rolls.
Oh,
like sausage rolls, but with cheese and onion in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had those and olives and some other breads and crackers and hummus and carrot sticks and all that. And they had the tea. And I made a nice warm cup of tea with a little cheese and onion roll. You know, a packet of crisps. And I'm like, this is
heaven.
This is great.
Heaven.
This is great. So yeah, here's all the comfort drinking. And actually, I'm sure there are people holding a mug of tea listening to this podcast.
Do you think people get a mug of tea out where they put on the brown load? Do you think there's is that one of the habits that people do?
Tea drinking.
Because I imagine everyone on the go while they're listening to the brown. Yeah, do you reckon people actually sit down and are peaceful while listening to the brown?
I think so. Because I tell you what, there is some people that listen so closely. You can't be doing anything else to be listening that closely. Yeah.
And also, can we just say hello to a whole lot of new people who are probably listening to the brown for the first time?
Welcome.
Because let's put it this way. You know, we had the Rakhi Sawant, you know, Yaman Ditata, and she said if you put Yaman Ditata into your social media, it's going to go crazy.
Oh, she did say that. You're right.
Tommy brought Tapusian last week.
Yep.
And the fact that we had, you know,
an analysis. You wanted to analyze the term Tapusi.
Yeah.
Satch just lost his mind.
Satch couldn't get involved in the analysation of it.
Right. But that clip that we put up last week, I'd say it's gone viral.
H-Darmy got involved.
Juggy D.
Harpscore.
Yeah.
People are sending it on WhatsApp.
Oh, so while I was in the car,
really?
So me and Satch drove over here together. Satch picked me up, and in the car, Who sent it to me? Who was it? It was someone. Yes.
Azraki Sawant said, "Mere tapusya me dam hai."
Yes, there is a.
there's a lot of dam in it.
There's plenty of action. It was. Oh yeah, there's a guy who works for corporate events again. A guy works for an apprenticeship award.
Oh, so someone's ripped it. Someone's ripped it and put it onto the WhatsApp.
It's a clip like that.
Oh, it's a decent clip as well. Someone's done a good rip of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Somehow they've downloaded it because it's still got the brand logo in the corner. You know, it puts the logo.
Oh,
on
from
it.
Oh, yeah.
Like it moves around. It moves a bit around. Like a screensaver.
Yeah. So someone's downloaded it somehow.
Oh. Okay.
You? Is that
no? No.
But I've seen that as well. Someone sent it to me.
Is that from TikTok?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't put it on TikTok. Yeah, it's Instagram. But either way, what I'm saying is because of Tapusya, we suddenly had a surge of more people listening.
New followers.
New followers, and welcome if you are new to the Brown Load. I'm Tommy.
I'm Kedge.
Smooth.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Your name.
Satch.
Yeah, Satch is here.
Yeah. And they've switched off now.
That's it. They're gone. Yeah. That's it. They're like, we don't care about the paper.
It's a bit weird. 7 years in, then we got to introduce ourselves again.
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, guys.
This is the week.
This is the week.
Yeah.
What? This week?
Yeah.
It's going to be
week.
7 years on the 7th.
Yeah.
7-7.
7th of December.
Yeah. We started the Brown Load.
2018.
Yeah.
Mad.
2018. That sounds like such a long time ago that we've been going on for.
I tell you why that's a long time. Because again, I'm just relating to I'm going to just mention that. Kana Health Group, who are the dental company I did a corporate for, right?
Yeah.
They've got 5 dental practices. Mm. Lovely people, lovely couple that own it.
Kana Health?
Yeah, Kana. That's what I thought. I think his name is Cable and his wife's name was Shrina.
Gewal. Yeah, you said not Cable.
What did I say?
It was in the night. What do you think?
Is he brown?
Yeah.
Cable.
I'm willing and able is Cable. And his wife.
Does he introduce himself as Cable?
Yeah.
Oh, God help him.
Yeah, but that's you, Kedge, as well.
I'm not. If my
you don't
name
go,
was...
oh, I'm Kedge. Yeah. You don't go, I'm Kedge.
No, just Kedge.
I'm Satcherna. You don't go,
no, I'm Tommy. Kedge or Kedgel?
Yeah, but you wouldn't go Kedgel.
No, like you're telling me to go Gable.
Because technically, Gable and Kedgel should rhyme. But you
no, but if I was, my name is Kevel, I'll say, oh yeah, what's your name? Kevel.
Or you just say Kev.
Cable.
Kevel.
Yeah, but not Cable.
Anyway. Yeah, they yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say now. I was at a do.
Cable sent you the video.
No, I can't remember. I didn't know what you were before then. Okay. See, this is the problem with this, the Brown Load. Nothing's
7 years. You remember it because...
Yeah, oh, that's it. Because you said, well done. That's why you're here. Because they set up the dental practice 10 years ago.
Oh,
man. And they're minted. They're doing well. And I'm like,
what happened to us?
We set up the podcast 7 years ago. Nothing. Nothing.
If anything, we've lost money.
Yeah, exactly.
Broke.
But it's been fun, and we always say this is like therapy for us.
Therapy for people. And look at all the smiles we've earned
big
along
time.
The way.
No, not only that.
People, for who?
People come up. No, people come up. They'll tell us like, oh, you know, this podcast. I've lost weight to it. I go for walks. I do this. Yeah. Actually, my sister said the other night, she goes, I was just nodding off.
Mm.
She goes, my brother-in-law, her husband, snored or something.
Yeah.
Woke her up, ruined her sleep.
Oh.
She goes, I thought, oh, God's sake. I thought, shall I tell you what? I listened to a bit of the podcast.
And that put her to sleep.
Bit of the Brown Load. I thought, you know, just to relax too, just zone back out.
Is that what you would do? Would you put the Brown Load on if you've just woken up?
That's what she was going to do, right?
And
she,
you just
woken up, now you're awake. You think, well, I don't want to watch something.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to turn my phone on. Just put a bit of background noise on.
Good for her.
Right. And it's interesting because now I live with my dad. Whilst our house is being done, my dad listens to the radio. If I'm getting in at 12:01, I can hear the radio on in the room.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
So cool. But he's like a
then that radio, be your mum off.
No, Radio 4 now. I think she's watching. Yeah,
so anyway, your sister.
But she said, well, that didn't work. She goes, because I got right to the end of the podcast and you lot start going off on about the pussy. She goes, now I'm laughing in bed. She goes, I'm like, well, that's my sleep ruined. Exactly, completely. So,
brilliant.
So yeah, so there you go. It's always...
Don't listen to it when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I wouldn't say that.
Trying to bring you some joy. Just trying to bring you some fun.
Just trying to bring joy, although there was not a lot of joy expressed just gone the week gone because finally the budget was announced and all the murmurings were around it. People expected, you know, this, that and the other. But here we are. Has it affected anyone? Is anyone happy? Is everyone still moaning?
I think everyone's moaning. People are moaning before. They moaned during. Yep. They moaned after.
Yep.
People are just going to moan all the time. People are just going to moan all the time. And that's just how it is. But honestly, number one, I think the biggest thing for the budget, and this made me laugh. How did the thing get leaked before? Yeah. It went out.
Well, nowadays, this is the problem, isn't it? Everything just gets leaked. Everything
I thought that
gets
was
leaked.
A massive F up.
Yeah.
That can't happen. That cannot happen.
Yeah, but with social media and everything now, and the people just, because there's obviously someone, whoever's leaked it has got paid.
It's really bad.
Because the newspapers...
I didn't want to hear it after. I'm like, oh, everyone else knows about it. You know what I mean? I was listening to the radio at the time because I was driving.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't care now. Everyone's seen it like an hour ago.
A couple of weeks ago, when Tommy mentioned that he was thinking about buying an electric car, you said, no, wait, Tommy, for the budget.
And that's what I mean. I heard the murmurings a few weeks ago and I said to Tommy, don't buy it yet. And look what's come out.
So the murmurings...
He's not even he's going to go and buy the car, look.
But the murmurings are 3p, they're going to... Did you born?
Ordered it today.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second. you're going to get charged 3p a mile.
Yeah.
Right? For electric cars. 1.5p if you've got a hybrid.
Oh, less?
Yeah, less for a hybrid. So...
Why are they charging you more if you've got electric? I thought they wanted everyone to go electric.
Well, I know, it doesn't make sense. Because by 2030, we're supposed to hit this carbon zero thing, all of that nonsense. But, so they want to... On one hand, they want to encourage people to buy electric cars, but then they're going to tax them now with this...
No, but they're encouraging them because the tax was always going to come, Kedge. They're making more... making money.
Because at the moment, you don't have to pay tax. Yeah. You're not paying any tax, all of this kind of stuff. So... Did anyone see the interview afterwards where they said,
how's it going to happen? I did see it. She didn't have a clue.
Ain't got a clue.
She didn't have the foggiest.
They haven't even got the technology. Because they said, because the electric, for a new car doesn't get MOT'd for the first 3 years.
How have they not thought
of
that?
So how are you going to check this? So now she has to ring, what's her name?
Rachel Reeves.
She has to ring Ramesh Bhai in India now to make some sort of electric box that they can fit in the gaddi that all new cars are going to be fitted with so that they can monitor this. Will this technology be ready in 2 years' time?
No. That or they're saying you've got to take your car to a place to get it plugged in and once a year.
Yeah. And what's going to happen? Everyone's going to know how to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. People
used to do that in their cars, isn't it? Yeah. Put the old mileage back.
Swing it back.
And I think it's easier to do now because you plug a computer in, you can probably do it.
Exactly. Surely must be easier.
It must be easier.
Because that was a physical odometer. But now you're right.
Now it's even easier. But you think it's easier. You plug a fire stick or something, kid. That's it, done.
Yeah. Well, if somebody stole my car with a laptop,
how
easy is him to go, actually, we don't want to steal it. Let's just make his mileage 3 million miles.
Do you know what I mean?
Screw him over.
Do you know what I mean?
So it is just an absolute farce how they've announced this. And also, they might not even be in power by then or something. Do you know what I mean? It might all change. Yeah.
I heard about some motorway that's going to be made into like an extra lane.
Lewis Lane.
Yeah. And they're saying, and there ain't no Superman building yet. They reckon they go, it's approved.
Yeah.
It'll be done in 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't going to be here then.
I know. I know, like what? Like, and yet, you know, you've got Dubai. You get
everywhere else.
You getting any of that on your algorithm? When they show Dubai, 1991.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, it changed.
Oh, changed. Literally. Yeah. Desert with a couple of tutti-frutti buildings. Yeah. Then straight.
I was in Dubai for the summer of 91, actually.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You're like there with your sandals and flip-flops camel vibes.
Dubai was really nice then.
Yeah, but it would be raw desert kind of living. It'd be like, you know, going to...
No, there'll be a little area. There'll be some buildings and stuff. But then there'll be just stretches of road that just is nothing.
Go through the desert, yeah. Exactly.
And the first building, like the high rise there, was a Toyota building. It's still there.
The turtle.
The Toyota building.
Oh, Toyota. Yeah. It's a turtle.
Toyota building. And there's a little parade of shops. And every time I drive past, I'm like, that was like the first part of Dubai like that you ever see.
Yeah. We're way behind. But you can see people are now, look, even us, we're not political at all, right? We don't really talk politics. Right. But everybody talking politics. I'll tell you.
We're not politics, but my boy's hanging around with Angela Rayner.
Exactly. So, right. And I
got a bit confused with the other one.
Rachel Reeves and Angela Rayner. Yeah. No. So Angela Rayner was...
Angela Rayner was the one who's dancing in that Pride Parade and giving it some like moves.
But she's known as like the working class people's kind of thing. She talks
working class. What's she do? What's her job title?
Didn't pay for a second house.
No, that's not
a job title.
No, she didn't.
She paid her stamp duty. That's how stamp duty.
Stamp duty. Yeah. But she was the housing minister. So that's what made it worse.
How do you swerve stamp duty, by the way?
You don't swerve it.
No, but clearly she had. How? No,
I tell you what it was.
Because don't you just pay that when you buy the gas?
Yeah, let's ask Tony. How do you do that?
So, she didn't swerve it. So I think she was ill-advised. Oh. So I think there's way, because I don't know the exact...
Does that make sense?
Because what it means is, it means...
Could I, one quick thing before we go into it. If I was ill-advised and didn't pay stamp duty...
You'd be in prison.
Would I be in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd have to pay.
I wouldn't come visit you.
The problem is, if you are housing minister, That's like your headmaster saying, headmaster of the school not knowing the rules of the school.
Yeah. Basically, Butchke, innit? She should be locked up. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No,
fine. Well, no. I don't think it's locked up.
No, but like I said, but lock her up anyway. If I had been ill-advised and I had not paid the stamp
duty, you could be going to court and then something
I disagree.
Could happen.
I tell you why I disagree. Because in this process, when you're buying a house or selling a house, you're there, you have your solicitors, you have your surveyors, you have all the people in the middle doing their bit.
Of course.
So the reason why you have solicitors is to go, cover me on this one. Like, let's say if you're buying a leasehold and you want to go, hang on, is anything I need to know? Look, in 10 years time, you're gonna have to pay for all the windows to be redone.
Yeah.
Right? And that's on you. It's gonna be 50 grand, right? Yeah. Like, oh, it says it here in the small print.
Job, yeah.
That's their job. Yeah. Oh, you know, and this is the stamp duty that's due. Mm. This is the thingy that's due. Mm. They got to do all of that. But what
due
makes
diligence.
It, right? But what makes it's not just Jews, it's like it could be Hindu diligence, Sikh diligence. Yeah. It's not just Jew diligence. I've always liked that phrase. Jew diligence. That's what you need. Some of that smartness there. Yeah. And then but it's the fact that she's housing minister. She should be in, she's in charge of the rules. Yeah. But look,
legend.
I want to point this out. People have got a lot to say, right? And again, about her and whatever it is, and you can say what you want. Did the cows come home? But she was there that night. Mm. And
where
I
was it?
Oh, so we were at, oh, tell you where we were at Nawab's in Stockport.
Oh, so the pyramid.
So the pyramid building has been around in Stockport for years. Anyone around that area will know. Manchester, South Manchester will know. It's been derelict as well. It was a proper dirty hole, right? And they came in and they spent a lot of money. I won't say exactly what because I was told off the record, but millions on refurbishing it. They've now got like kitchens downstairs, the open plan kind of, buffet area, which has got like 60 chefs. 50-60 members of staff, loads of staff going around all the time. They got like 100 different dishes, mains you can choose from, desserts, Indo-Chinese, whatever. And it's a feast and a half. While we were up there doing an event for 500 people, downstairs 1,000 people came and ate and went, like you know, like customers.
That's mad, isn't it?
On a Thursday night.
That's mad.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Right. So Nawab's are doing well, and it's a beautiful place. Their food was fresh, amazing, lovely, delicious, and big them up and well done to them. And also, sorry, on a little side note, it's a little moment of pride that Desi people have got a restaurant like that. There's no Chinese restaurant that does that.
No.
There's no Italian. That big. No Mexican. Mm. Yeah. And on any scale, like anywhere in the country, no other cuisine of food can be rolled out to serve in that case, 2,000 people on a Thursday night.
Mad.
So credit to our people. I'm telling you.
I do want to go there. I've seen a lot of videos about it.
It's great. And it's all made fresh. And not only that, I went through all the kitchen and all that. Soft. It's like Dubai. Sorry, I keep comparing everything to Dubai. I'm like, I'm selling it in now. Everyone should just move. But Angela Rayner turned up towards the end.
Yeah.
And she was there with some other sort of security type, MP type people. But obviously she's from Stockport. So that's her local. So she's like, I remember this building when it was like dead and horrible and run down or when it opened and all that.
Right.
So she was just there bigging it up. But she had a gulab jamun and a gajarella. Right? And by the way, I don't like gulab jamuns. I know, controversial, but I had my
first, I don't either, to be fair.
I had a bit of gajarella.
Not a fan.
That was lovely.
Gajarella's nice.
It was warm gajarella. It was kind of nice. I don't really eat that. But anyway, so I had it, and they had a pyramid-shaped chocolate mousse thing. It was lovely as well. Ooh. And then...
done a play or anything like that with gajarella, the princess? I don't know. I just thought that
Gajarella the princess.
Yeah, like instead of Cinderella.
Oh, okay. No, there is a Cinderella play going around right now.
Okay,
Gajarella could be the redhead, orange head.
Yeah,
kind of. No, it's just a big carrot comes.
Just
out.
A big carrot. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so
that'd be greater at the end.
Yeah.
It's a great ending.
Who's that? Audi have got Kevin the carrot, haven't
they? Yeah.
Let's combine the world.
That's his.
I'll start right now.
Desi bird.
Let's pitch it. Let's pitch it.
Kevin's Desi girlfriend.
Yeah,
Gajarella.
There you go. The story writes itself.
This Christmas.
Yes.
Get some Gajarella in your life, and then it's the dessert. It's the new Christmas dessert, maybe potentially. Yeah. Only Aldi sell it. There we go. We're marketing geniuses. Anyway, carry on.
Okay. Ding dong, Gajarella is on high.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all the songs. So,
Gajarella, Gajarella, Gajarella. Anyway, go on.
All right. When the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be there forever. You can stand, you can have a slice of my
Gajarella.
Gajarella.
Ella.
Okay, Ella. Okay. Angela Rayner was there, right? Rena, your dream is over. Gloria Rayner. She was there. And I thought, you know what? Let me see if she knows her desserts, right? So I'll do a little clip, film it. And filmed her, and I went, oh, Angela, I've just seen that you smashed up some Desi desserts. She goes, yes, I did. And I went, do you know what they're called? And like a good politician,
yeah.
She went, no, I don't know what they're called, but I tell you what I do love.
Yeah.
Straight away. That's what politicians do,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
If they don't know the answer, they go, yeah. well, that's a good question. We will find out. But I tell you what is important is that we recognize and they move it on. Mm. She goes, I love a ras malai. Why wasn't there any ras malai? La, la, la. And I mean, but I put that clip up. It's still on my timeline.
Yep. Yeah.
Look at the hate.
Oh,
there's
really?
So much hate. All the comments, 99% of the comments,
yeah.
are people going, nice. Did she pay for it? Tell her to forget Gajrela. Tell her to forget ras malai. Tell her to start paying her stamp duty. Tell her to... And I'm like, you're gonna agree with me, Kej. I don't know where you are on this, Satch.
Go on.
That people are actively slagging her off. Like people will take... Like
yeah, if but you that's normal. To
like, yeah, but what I'm trying to get to is you and I, none of us three... would write a negative comment on a board.
No.
On a board.
No.
You know, like a,
yeah.
any kind of post.
Yeah.
We'd rather go, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, particularly, like, you know, imagine after...
I think it takes a certain type of person to write a negative comment.
Yes.
But then
on social media.
But then you could argue, no, they're fired up. They care about politics. Politics is screwed in the country. That we've gone from shit Tories to now useless Labour.
Yeah, but how can...
What is the, where's this country going?
Nothing should fire you up.
That much. Agree.
To be, so that you are writing something negative on social media.
Right, yeah, that's what I mean.
Agree.
But also, that, and then your name's on there, and you're now that person who's going, and there's about 10 comments on there that kind of go, Tommy, you're better than this. Why would you promote this woman? why are you associated with this woman? I'm like, I'm not saying that. And then I felt like, I did want to write something, but I'm going to say it here instead.
No, you don't have to.
Because then it just encourages the comments back, and then you're stuck in this kind of, you know, online world, and things don't quite sound right the way they mean and all that. But I said, you know what? No, people, because let's remember this. We're Desis.
Yeah.
I am the host that night. I represent Nawabs.
Yeah.
She's there as a guest of Nawabs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... I could have just gone, well, forget it. Not going to do anything with her.
Yeah.
Well, she's eating our desserts.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our desserts for our people. Make that connection.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not getting involved in the politics. And if she made a mistake, if she's a crook, if she's whatever. If she's a crook, she should be in prison. That's not my job to do.
No.
If she's made a mistake, she's made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she made somewhere in between, she chanced it but didn't quite get away with it.
Yeah.
That's on her.
And are you all 100% perfect out there?
No, exactly. And I am definitely not.
Right.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
Squeaky, right?
I mean, I didn't even think of all this at the time, but I was like,
no, you don't,
you
do
just kind of go calm down, you know, people are people.
Right.
I remember, okay, so Wendy's quick side note, Tommy Robinson, they said, a restaurant said he's not welcome to eat here, and they said, is that right? Is that wrong? Just because you have different opinions to someone, should they not be welcome in your establishment? And then loads, obviously, it split people, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know, where do you stand on that? Because the bandar still needs to eat.
Yeah.
And he's still a bandar. He's eating with his wife and kids, whatever.
Yeah,
why
can't
he just come into that pub and eat?
Yeah.
But they're like, nah, he's racist. He's that.
Yeah.
And he'll argue that he's not and whatever. And that'll go back and forth. But, you know, it's that whole thing of people are so invested in politics.
Mm.
People
yeah.
really care about anything. And
I think it's,
and
it's,
I get it. I get why.
I think it's more the, because it's easy to be abusive. It's easy to do it now on social media. And I tell you, talking of abuse.
Mm.
So this weekend.
Are you okay?
I was in a little spot of bother as well.
Oh no!
Oh,
with abuse being thrown my way.
Did you not pay your stamp duty?
No.
Did you not pay for your stamps?
I wish I knew how to do stuff like that. I don't even know.
I wouldn't even know how to not
exactly.
Pay my stamp
duty. I'm like thinking, God, that would have been a few grand. Do you know what I mean?
From what I remember,
how do you even know that?
No, but it's not. You don't. It's a category thing because it was a second home. There's a different kind of category for us. I think it was that. I can't remember exactly what.
Okay. So anyway, this weekend,
yeah,
I went for my second refereeing stint.
Oh yeah, well done.
Oh yeah, I heard about that while I was away.
Yeah.
So under 10s.
I saw a picture you post up and I thought, oh,
what's he doing?
Yeah. What is he doing?
Yeah.
Under 10s.
So under 10s, second game, I was called back because they were like, Kej, you were so good. You kept it flowing. Because bearing in mind, the previous referee ended up punching the manager. The manager punched the referee.
Wow. Oh my.
What? Parents were involved, swearing involved, they had to cancel the game.
Yeah.
Kids were crying because they couldn't believe what was going on.
Yeah. Did someone punch you this week?
Well, so the game started.
Abuse.
The game started, right? And I'm like, and after my first week's performance, I was
on high.
Oh yeah, I was
solid.
I was giving it like
solid debut.
I own this now. Mm. So I went and bought a proper whistle, proper one, the metal one.
He's got a proper whistle.
I've got the referee app.
Yeah.
Referee app. How's that? What's
so,
that for?
So that gives you the full, like you can write down like the full match report on it and everything, and then you can, it gives you the timers properly so it's easy to stop on your watch and all that kind of stuff.
You've got all the cards and shit as well.
No, I haven't got cards. It's untens. You don't give them cards. You've got to just explain stuff. So I'm like, okay, cool. Here we go. So I was floating a little bit, and it was a little bit more high paced, and the manager, or the away manager, because I know the home manager because they book me for their games, but the away manager was this big black dude.
Right.
And I went pre-match, I went up to him and, you know, I always introduced myself. Hi, I'm Kedge, blah, blah.
It's his second game. I always, you know what? I make a real point of introducing myself.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean?
Last time.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Always do it. So, twice. Always do it.
Yeah.
So then,
you know what?
So then,
I always do. I always pay my stamp here. On the two houses.
That's the defense. Yeah. So, and then he seemed like a nice guy, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I said, right, cool, we're going to keep it.
Where were they from? Where was the team from?
Oh, I don't know.
Northwest London.
It's all Northwest.
Logan plays in this. It's all in and around
league, yeah. So he was like, yeah. And I said, all right, cool, he seems good, blah, blah, blah. We've got the game started. And then all of a sudden, what I started noticing was that every time there was a decision, he was like, oh, our ball, or like, oh, handball, ref, it's corner, it's our ball.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. The away team's manager.
Yeah, and the first time
How old the kids?
Under 10.
Also, like, so we're 8 and 9.
Oh, he's getting that aggressive.
Wade.
Bro.
All right. Yeah,
so you know, like, the first couple times, I was like, no. And what happened in my head was, oh, maybe he's right, because I didn't see it, and he's saying something, because in your head it starts playing on your mind that,
why
did he see it clearer than me, because it was slightly closer to him. So I was like, no, Kedge, don't listen to him.
No, you shouldn't.
He's gonna call for everything. Like you know, when you play
as
football,
you do. Yeah,
everyone always calls for everything all
of
the
course,
time.
Yeah. It's not a handball, but we all shout handball.
But this was the first time I was in that environment where the manager is asking for everything.
Of course.
All the time. And I could hear it. Then there were some couple of decisions, which again were a bit further away. The sun was in my eyes, and I gave it the wrong way, right? Yeah. So it should have been the blue ball. I gave it to the red ball. So one of the dads, oh, referee, that was a red ball. And you know, I've heard that, but I'm not going to look at you and I'm going to carry on. Yeah. But what does it do as a human being? It starts playing on your mind a little bit.
Of course, yeah.
So now what's going through my head is, do I level it out?
Balance it out a little bit.
Balance it out with another wrong decision.
No.
Do I give them an extra decision that maybe...
No, you just get on with it.
Anyway, 10 minutes later, I gave it the right way, right? And he goes, yeah, and the one before that ref, that was a red one as well. And then another, is this referee sleeping? My God, and then it started escalating, because there were a few decisions that were...
And football dads are intimidating. Really?
And they pulled the referee. Bad.
Yeah. And then
send him back.
Because what you realise,
we send him back.
I was waiting for
it's
that.
It's not Kabaddi, mate. It's not Kabaddi.
Wait, Kedge, when's your next game? I'm going to come down. Tommy, listen.
There's no heckling. Go. Every time he runs past, I can smell meth tea. Can you smell meth tea? He's smoking crystal meth.
Honestly, and the worst thing is you are on your own and there's nobody defending you. Yeah. And it literally just feels like
you chose to be a ref. You chose to be a ref.
Lonely game.
I tell you what, these parents of under 10, they're aggressive.
Yeah, arseholes.
They are aggressive, and they were just like, how can you have not seen that? Blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is, they didn't know my dad was there watching, right? My dad basically had to walk away from this guy because he was just non-stop yapping. And a few of the other players...
I'm surprised your dad didn't deck him.
Well, no, I think my dad was getting very my dad was like, I think he was obviously feeling a little bit bad because he's seeing his son in the cage getting all this abuse.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to do is just keep the game going.
How bad that would be if all of a sudden a referee's dad is coming up to the dads and going, please don't insult my son. Only second time referee, eh? He got a referee app. He just paid $179. He bought app. Please don't encourage him. Say clap.
So, that'd be so funny.
Oh, can you imagine that? So,
I started crying. His dad came on the pitch, called his mum from the game.
Don't funny. Bought a little pack of Haribo.
So that was, basically last week I was contemplating a career as a referee. I think
it's cancelled.
It's come to an end. I just thought, who would want to do this as a full-time job all the time? It's horrific.
Imagine that
it's,
every
it's
week.
It's so bad. And, right. And there was me, literally a day before, shouting at the referee at the telly. Yeah. And imagine 60,000 people
never do that again.
And singing, the referee is a, do you know what I mean?
Well, banker.
Yeah.
So did I mention what happened, one of Logan's games, the Polish dad.
Right.
He's got a player on his team
who's
Polish. And the dad is shouting things at his kid on our side, on Logan's side, in Polish.
Right.
The kid looks around like, ugh, like, you know, like he's used to it.
Yeah.
But he's rolling his eyes, whatever. Yeah. They're talking back and forth. Yeah. And he's kind of shrugging his shoulders. So he's obviously saying, get back. You're not covering, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And his kid is a very good player, by the way. Right. He's a lump. He's a big, strong kid.
I noticed that they put the lumps at the back.
Oh, yeah, defenders, right?
Yeah, defenders, because they can hoof it.
Exactly, get it up there. And the big boy. So can I? Is it wrong to stereotype? I think we can. But like some of these kind of skinny Gordo kids can just kick the ball really well. Like Logan can't kick it like that.
There was a girl on the team. She had the most hardest shot. I reckon she hit it harder than me.
What
took a free kick. Indian.
Indian girl?
Indian.
And that's why I was like, watch out for this girl.
Because
she was... I couldn't really tell what she was. Her hair was just flowing. I'm going to say she was the best player on the pitch.
Wow.
With all those other boys. And it was all the other boys.
Some people have just got that ability to hoof the ball. But this dad...
Was she on the home team?
No, away team. No.
Imagine her dad.
And she got... but she got fouled. And I stopped the game and made sure that she was all right and everything like that.
Yeah.
And you know, you got all these people going, he stopped the game again. I'm like, stopping the game.
He stopped the game for the brown one.
Yeah.
Of course he has.
Honestly. But
I love it. So get off me, pussy. it's under 10 year olds, not under 10 stone.
Then
the dad abused him in like the karate or something.
But that thing you were saying about, you know, the dad's coaching, the coach was non-stop talking to his team and they were getting confused. Like, can we stop this, please?
Yeah,
just let kids play.
I don't know
why parents get so, like, they're coaching them like as if it's like the Premier League game.
Yeah. So this Polish dad, this is last week, 2 weeks ago, and he goes, referee, what is this?
Yes.
What is this?
Well.
And the referee goes, and he said something quick, like, and the referee kind of caught his eye.
Yeah.
And the referee just started walking, he stopped the ball, put it down, he started walking over, and he was a young black kid, about 18.
Yeah, right? The referee?
The referee was, Walked over, and he went, did you ask me a question? And I thought he was going to go like, are you talking to me like that?
Yeah.
And he went, did you ask me a question?
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting arsy. He was just actually leveling with me. He goes, sorry, are you calling me?
Yeah.
But he kept the tone like this.
Yeah.
So he's mature. And he went, the Polish guy should. And like now, me and the rest of the dads are a bit awkward because it's all on our side.
Yeah,
and
we're
bruv. They're 8 and 9 years old.
Let's beat the ref up.
Right, exactly. And he goes, and then the 18-year-old kid goes, okay, listen, I ain't going to lie,
yeah.
I don't normally referee games.
Yeah.
I normally referee men's games. I'm not sure the rules are for these under 9.
Yeah, and it is different for the under 10s. Yeah.
So that's what, and all of the other dads that asked him, went, no, don't tell him you don't do this. Now he's going to be like, this is the way to do. Yeah. This is, you know, so it gets
Ketch, why didn't you do that? Go and address the
I'll be honest with you.
I ain't gonna lie.
I thought about it. I didn't want to address it because then I just
like, what were you shouting for? You want me to kick you out of it?
Because the thing is, I realised that I did make a couple of wrong calls. I realised because I didn't see it. Right, and there was one where I completely gave it the wrong way first, and there was it created a lot of pandemonium. And I went, "No, you're right. I called it wrong, and I gave it to the other team."
Yeah.
So I admit the mistakes when I saw them, but sometimes there's 50-50s. That, you know, it's difficult to see.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give every single handball because young kids playing, very, you know, they're very short. When the ball flies up, if it hits your hand, I'm not going to blow.
So is that it? Done? No more?
Well,
you can't let one bad game put you off.
No, I know. And I don't want to give up. But I tell you what, it was a window into it's a difficult job.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult
job. So surprised you weren't put through a window.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, exactly.
One more week. That's why I'm encouraging him to go back.
Okay, fine. Yeah, go back.
Go back. They're going to tie him to the post.
Yeah.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up. so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Whilst you were getting abuse in a sporting environment, I abused myself.
Pardon me.
Just stayed in one night. I've been doing well recently with my back and my hips and my injuries and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, I've not done a little run for a while. I'm going to do a little 5K.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
Because it was all going so well. So,
Why would you do that?
And I did it, and I did an okay time for me, just over 30 minutes.
Who cares about your time? You got busted back.
I know.
Do you get a medal?
No.
Do you get a medal?
No.
Then stop.
My Dewey is in so much pain right now. I'm here with. I brought the massage.
Tommy, this is fully self-inflicted.
Yeah, it comes from a tightness of my leg.
Never
Dewey.
No,
I thought it was like a holiday.
Jet Dewey.
Jet Dewey is a film about a Jut who does his back in the fields.
Yeah.
But then
has to take the airplane to England to repair his back. So he takes a Jut Dewey
holiday.
Yeah.
And then he meets Sonam Bajwa. Because she's in every
a family film. Holiday for 400 includes two free sings.
Sing along.
Yeah.
Bring your sing along.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a thing.
Yeah.
That's a great marketing campaign for Punjab.
Okay, so what are you doing now to fix it?
No, so I did the run and it just kind of completely seized up.
Lower back, middle, left, right.
It is actually, it probably comes from tightness in the back of the legs.
Okay.
It feels like my hips are all crooked. And I'm just kind of trying to unravel
the massage gun.
I'll be honest. If ever you are bad in this life, you're going to come back as my massage gun in the next life. Because it is very close to the
You go through them like
sack.
Flipping, like every week you've got a new one.
That's been charged up 3 times today. But that massage, I love a massage gun. I love a massage. It's a bit embarrassing as well. Because I'm living with my mum. My mum says, "Shall I massage your legs?" I was like, no. But then you're like, "Oh, go on then." And she didn't.
Mate, I was embarrassed just watching you massaging what part of your body. I was like, where is this gun going?
It's on the WhatsApp group, by the way.
Oh, is it
video.
In the...
Yeah,
it's
on...
Yeah.
But it was nearly in yours.
Yeah, it was. Because it's in the groin. It's a groin muscle. It's right groin. By the
Do you know
groove.
What? I woke up this morning and I felt like a little niggle in my back as well. And I was just like, this could be developing. This could go one of two ways. And I had a Blaze class booked today and I was like, do I go?
Like a workout class.
Yeah, it's a HIIT class. Do I go to it and mash my back up?
Yeah.
Or do I go to it and it'll fix me? I went to it. It fixed
and you
me.
Got out of it.
Oh, you got well played.
I feel better than ever.
It's like a nap. A nap. You know what?
I think it's the season for back spasms.
Yeah,
there's three people at work.
My mate Manny's out.
My wife did her back in last week.
I had a little back niggle last week.
Oh, you as well?
Yeah, but then it was self-inflicted. I tried to do a yoga pose without stretching.
Was that on the football pitch on the under nines?
No. I was here and I just got a little bit curious because I saw something on Instagram. And I thought, let's just give it a go. But it was like night time. I hadn't stretched.
Hang on a minute. So you saw something on Instagram and you thought, I can do that pose without stretching in the middle of the night in your living room. And you thought you'd just do it.
I know.
Naked.
I did it without thinking.
Yeah.
And then the next morning.
Felt it.
I was doing yoga proper.
Yeah.
And you know, I've never felt it, but have you ever felt the moment it goes?
Yes.
Because that is, I've never felt it actually happen.
Yeah. In your lower back.
So this was like mid back kind of thing. Because it was a yoga injury. It was a stretch injury, if you know what I mean. It was a spasm. But all of a sudden, I just started heating up. And I was like, and I just, because it was just like, it was like taking over my body.
You know, exactly.
Wow.
So why is it the season? Do you think it's the weather?
It's the cold weather. It's the cold snap. Weather. Basically, one of the girls at work, she did that to her back. So she went through a lot of massage therapy and all of this. And they said that this has happened because you've come out in the cold.
Yeah.
And you know when you tense yourself, and that sudden tense is basically getting loads of people to do getting back pains.
But then what about cold plunge? That's good for you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. But
yeah,
I don't get it.
That's what I mean. I don't get it either. And also, when people, especially desi parents, you shouldn't go out in the cold, you get sick. I'm like, bro, I do a cold plunge. So how does that make sense? Yeah.
Apparently, they say it's not the cold that makes you sick.
No, of course it's not.
Of course.
Then what is it?
People think it's the cold.
No. Well, God, guys, are we not?
Indians do.
Things we learn. It has to. You can only enter your body
by germs
through your eyes.
Only.
It has to be liquid contact. The flu germ has to come through.
Flu.
Yeah. Flu. No, but that's just cold. What about just a normal cold?
But that's the same thing. It only happens. You only get because sure it's an. Yeah, yeah.
I know it's like an airborne germ, but people say.
No, oh, but then what if you lick someone's used tissue?
Yeah.
Licked. You're going to get sick.
Yeah, but then you're putting the germs into your mouth.
He
said flu through the eyes. He's going. But all the other stuff. Anything that you ingest.
Yeah, if you lick someone's tissue.
I'm just saying, egos. It's all got to go through the eyes.
Sorry, mate. I'm just running an experiment. You finished with that tissue.
Give us a lick.
So it shouldn't be the season of bloody colds and bad backs. This is Buddha chat, brother. This is people in their 40s. Party season.
My 40s,
mate. It is.
It's Christmas season.
It is. And that's what I mean. Like, this is the worst time to be having those kind of injuries.
This is Satch's favourite now. Satch's favourite season.
You need to be out there giving it some in your Christmas party.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It started already. I was so happy this weekend because I've come back from Dubai. I don't know what season it is or anything. I even put my Christmas tree up this weekend because I felt so.
Oh, you did
festive.
It?
Yeah, I did it.
Wow, you went early, Satch.
A lot of people messaged me saying you went early. Because
you went early. Not even December.
Last week I said I'd do it next week.
Yeah,
but I did it on it. Do you know what? I went up in the loft to get something, and the Christmas stuff just caught my eye. I thought we're just going to take it down now.
Take me down.
No, it don't make sense to go up there again a few days later. Do you know what I mean? Took it all down, set the tree up, posted it. Everyone was like, "Oh, your tree looks good." But anyway, Christmas parties. They're back. And do you know what? I wasn't expecting it. Sometimes I turned up to a place like my regular places, like Tamara and Namaste, and it was just full of Christmas parties. I thought, do you know what? I love this season.
I do, really.
I love it.
Really? Daisy's changed.
You have changed.
No, but in a sense of as a DJ, forget the actual party part. I'm just like, I get to play so much stuff that
A bit of Wham and all of that. Right.
It's such a cool night to DJ at. And
right,
for
I
me,
see.
That's why I'm like, and I'm having my own party because I'm like, I ain't played none of these tunes in the whole year.
I see,
You like Christmassy songs?
Not Christmassy, but it's like a lot of cheesy commercial stuff.
You can get away.
Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I love it. But again, and we say this every year, watching people, act really awkward. They've got like some older people in your group, and then you're like the youngest person, like a 20-year-old, and you just see the dynamic, and you're just like, oh, I wouldn't want to be in part of that party. Do you know what I mean? Because it's all a bit strange.
Yeah, you're right.
And then people get drunk as the night goes on, do dumb things, and you're watching all of that. I'm like, what is going on here?
But you know, it's why it's weird for you and me, and probably you to some extent. But you've always worked at Virgin Kedge, so not always. You've worked Virgin, and you've been part of the company, But where you work on your own, then suddenly you see these groups of people with all their own friendships and their own connections. And they're coming in. A bit like that Carnegie Health group I was telling you about, right? So they own these 5 dental practices.
Yeah.
And they've got, like, most of the people in that room, there's about 250, 300 people. 200 of them were female.
Oh.
Right, nurses. Kedge's eyes perked up, right?
Yeah.
They're like dental nurses, hygienists, that kind of thing. It's the office people, the admin people, the secretary. There happens to be a very female team that runs all that, and actually even some of the dentists were female as well. It's a couple of men in there, but it wasn't that many men,
right?
So these women that were dominating this room were going for it. They were outrageous. They were like dancing around. They were very friendly. Some of them are more friendly than others, it was a great fun filled night. But that's their night. Were like,
it is the one. Yeah, it's their one day.
What I call the woo.
I love watching that happen. Like, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to be a part of it, but when you're an outsider looking at that happening, you're just like, this is so fun to watch.
Yep.
It's like a reality TV show.
Yep. And I think you need to be ready for it. So when yours comes up, Kedge, be rested. Be hydrated.
Well, it's a Monday, so I'm going to have the weekend to rest up.
Do you know, like, the ones that I went to at Virgin were boring, though, Kedge. The few years that I went to it. Well, they were, honestly, they were crap.
Because you came to the one, You came to that one that was in the building, which was a bit
poor. I saw there was one at the other place in
Waterloo. Yeah. Yeah,
that again was rubbish.
But was that COVID-y times?
The DJ's always crap. Yeah. No, do you know what I mean? No, he was DJ 1 year.
Oh God!
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You were going up there saying, "Put this on."
Yeah, no, because that was the COVID year where we had it inside.
Terrible.
And so what happened is they just had this guy, Bijara. He didn't know he's Italian, and he was just playing his Spotify playlist from what party. And the thing is, I knew the people who were there.
Bijara, and he's Italian.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
No, he's a lovely
Italian's
guy.
A shit DJ.
He's a lovely. No, he's a lovely guy.
But he's an Italian podcast. Somebody goes, "Oh, the DJ he was Indian
and he was shit."
He wasn't a party guy. He wasn't a party guy. And then at the time, you know, like the crew who were there, they wanted garage, they wanted hip hop, R&B and all of that. Mm. So I had to just direct him. I wasn't DJing this side, you know, but I was just directing him in towards the songs. But yeah, so, I know what you mean, Satch. But then also, because Satch doesn't drink as well. So then that's a, you know.
What's
like,
that got to do with anything? I can still have a good time, innit? Yeah. Watch.
But you're, I think as soon as a party goes into that kind of, whoa, man. When you're not a drinker, and I've obviously been a non-drinker it's hard.
No, it's not. It's not. I've been to loads of parties where I've really enjoyed myself and all of my mates are drinking and, you know, it's just a good...
Yeah.
It's just a bit of shit.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
When you go to a good party, you go to a good party.
But when you are pissed...
It's always good.
No, but that's what I mean. It's always good.
You don't notice how that is
shit. Is.
You don't.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And you're right. It's the same. And I've been there when I've been sober and been drunk. I'm like, actually, the drink is almost like a placebo. It's like you think.
It's legit, it's not going to.
But actually, I want to say, I'll keep saying, but their one was great. This Carnot Health Group one was great. There's a band, Walking Heads. How great is this? They walk around as a band.
Nice.
Mobile music, mobile speakers and all that.
Kedge, where's your Christmas party?
It's in this bar near London Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's you haven't been to that one. Yeah, it's a good one actually. They got dartboards, beer, pool tables, karaoke. They've got loads of fun things in there as well.
Nice.
And then there'll be a DJ as well.
Very good. There you go.
Lovely.
But this is that point, Tommy, but you always say that there should be something for us freelancers.
Yeah, no, of course. And I think we should do that. Like, it's funny that I was messaging a couple of my mates. So I was just like, we work for ourselves. He's an accountant, works for himself.
Yeah.
I'm obviously a DJ. Loads of other DJs that I know. I'm just like, we should do something together as a little. You know,
instead of soul traders,
I'll call you as Tommy.
Yeah, soul ravers, right? So you do your Christmas soul ravers kind of party.
Yeah.
And it can all be soul
this
music.
This is a great, once again, you know,
what
promoters.
A great idea.
Promoters need to get onto this.
Yeah.
Even if it was just like, you know, you just do it and you can only go if you're, you know, you work for yourself.
You have to prove that you work for yourself.
Yeah.
That'd be a great night out.
Yeah.
And less than say 5 people.
You've got to bring your tax return form to prove that you can get to
and
go.
And bring your mileage on your electric car.
Yeah.
So we can monitor that at the same time as well.
Yeah.
Can I bring you onto cars again?
Yeah, we need the update.
Yeah, what's happened?
Yeah, sorry, right. Okay, so my car got stolen.
Has it come back?
No. Okay.
Well, I was telling this story to my friends on Friday. They couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. I was telling my mum about it. Yeah, Tommy. I was in the car with her. And I tell you, your car was in front of me, as in like
the same one. Your eye.
No, but it was like the same car. And that's what triggered me to tell that story. Yeah.
So I thought it might turn up this week and all that. And it obviously hasn't.
How can they just have not? How can they not find this car?
Vanished.
Well, no, exactly. Well, it's probably on a truck being shipped off.
But they've got all this. What's it? AMP, like, no, you know, tracking.
No, but if you take the flipping plate off, it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah. Or they've got another plate of a similar car. They can use that
stick
one.
It
or
on, yeah.
They can use one legit.
Bruv, your car's gone now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because
do you reckon they've taken it out of the country?
Oh yeah, it's gone. Yeah. All the other thing is usually what happens is when they nick a car, they'll park it up in another area, and someone might come across it. Do you know, like, if one of these police cars goes past it and it picks up on their camera, then they'll flag obviously that this is a stolen car. So it could still be here, like just parked up in another area.
Right.
You know what I'm annoyed about? I realised that I did lose that was in the car.
Oh yeah, what did you leave in there? Your dead leave.
No, Satch. What he bought last 1 year, the McDonald's.
Oh, dip
sauce
holder.
Holders.
What, they got nicked?
There was two in the glove box.
I mean, that's why they really nicked your car.
Exactly. I think they're going to ditch the car. And just
lucky for you, I've got some more at home.
Let's go to Dubai. I need a couple more. But no, here's a weird thing about insurance, though, by the way, because I ring the insurance. I went, oh yeah, do I get a courtesy car? They went, no, you didn't tick the courtesy car box. You don't get it. I was like, all right, fine. Okay, I'm just going to be driving my mum and dad's car then.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm fully comp. You can drive any other car, third party, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they went, oh, actually, hold on.
You're not.
No, you can't drive another car.
Yeah.
Why?
I went, Oh, no, no, I said I'm fully comp. You can drive another car.
Yeah.
And they went, no, only if your car is in working order.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but it might be. They go, yeah, but you can't prove it is. I said, well, you can't prove it isn't. I went, it's been nicked. They went, yeah, it's quite a complex situation, this. Right? I'm going to say, it's Tesco Insurance as well, yeah. right? It's not like a little
Tesco
company.
Insurance, that that sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds a bit...
No, but like, they're big, you know what, bro? Like, are they? Yeah, I've never heard of it.
You get club car points with your...
Yeah. They've been around for years, right?
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
You must be rolling in that. Well, you used to be, maybe not now.
So, and they went, you can't drive another car. And the guy got a bit shitty, because I went, I don't understand. I said, what is the condition of my car got to do with me driving another car whilst I'm out whilst I haven't got a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they went, in the policy, it says your car must be in working order. And I went, yeah, but you don't know it isn't. He goes, you don't know it is. I went, so we're both as dumb as each other in this situation. Yeah. Right? I said, but this doesn't feel right. And she went, I'm going to have to put, she got a bit like upset. And I felt like I was like a bit too much for her. And I went, she said, can I go through to someone? She went, let me put you through to this team.
Yeah.
So I went through that team. And I went, yeah, but can you enter? And he went, sir, if I could just explain what your policy says. I went, yeah, but let me just, I said, I know what he's going to say. I said, yeah. If I went, sir, please let me just explain what the policy, and I was like, and I went completely quiet. I went, go for it, bruv. Mm. Right? He said it all. I went, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. The car's got to be in working order, but we don't know if it is or it isn't. But the working order nature of the car isn't connected to me driving another car. Mm. And I am still paying for the policy, right?
Right.
Because I'm still paying for it because we've got to see the whole insurance thing through. And it was then at the point that we actually, and I went, it's fine. I said, listen, I think I need to escalate because he's going, it's not my decision. Yeah. This is how it is. I went, cool. I'll read it. And he went, it has to go direct to the underwriters. I went, brilliant. Yeah. I said, can you ask the underwriters to call me? He went, they only operate on emails.
Oh my God.
And I went, all right. I said, but I need to move on with this because I need to get it done.
Because
otherwise I have to pay for insurance on my parents' car.
Yeah.
So I've now paid 200 quid for 6 weeks insurance.
Yeah.
Oh my.
But you have to. That's just the rule, Tommy.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
I get
sense.
Your situation. It doesn't make sense. The whole system doesn't make sense. But
they haven't thought of this problem. Mm, that's the thing.
But it's a stolen car. It's not exactly.
I know other people that have been in the same shit and they've had to insure themselves on another car and pay that money.
So anyway,
really?
Yeah. So, but then I'd like to think you could claim that back eventually.
Yeah. So I'm going with a Japanese hybrid. So anyway,
which one?
Yeah,
Jaiku.
No, funny. Cherry. My father-in-law, who's a car man, he went. He went BYD or Jaiku. He goes. They're getting good reviews. And
bro, they're cheapest chips. And you know who cares if China have got the off switch button on it? Who cares?
No, bro, I don't care. What main thing is? You're right. It's cheap and chips. It's brand new. It's got everything.
And it's fully loaded. Everything's on it.
You want to see the Chinese cars in Dubai.
Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. They're better than like the Land Rover Defenders. Like,
yes.
It's the exact same thing.
That is what I started. So
it's
then,
a Jetor because T2.
Jetor Juliet. That one.
Jetor Juliet. T2.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, it's a Defender. It's the same thing.
So which one again? BYD.
BYD. Yeah. I want to love you. BYD, pretty young thing. I started singing it to the salesman, who, by the way, I'm really getting away. We're getting on great. Yeah. Me and Chris. In the North London.
Hybrid.
Hybrid, yeah.
Okay.
And I went.
Plug-in hybrid.
Plug-in hybrid, but it recharges the 30 mile bit itself after 70 miles of driving normal petrol, diesel, whatever it is. Petrol.
£1.5.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready to pay in 2 years' time when they sort it. But me and this guy, we were talking and.
I'll come and look at your thingy every week.
Yeah, he could have come and monitored and grasped me up. Going, oh,
Rachel,
he's done 800 miles.
Rachel is paying me.
He owes you £9.50.
Yeah.
Got you. But I started singing. I went, does anybody sing that? Because every time I hear BYD, I can't hear with PYT.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he went, nobody. Ever sung
that. No, but no one thinks of things like that.
Don't they?
No.
And I went,
I thought of it ages.
Because I was going, I want to drive you. BYD, pretty build your own design.
I mean, that should be their marketing campaign.
But you're going to have to pay Michael Jackson a shit ton of money.
No, because you change the lyrics. And if you redo the music, then it's
what
just...
What do you mean?
Because it's mechanical rights and PRS. He'll get a PRS because of the tune.
Yeah.
But you don't
now
have
we're
to.
In anumanic territory.
Yeah, exactly. All that going.
Tommy Malik.
Do you know what I mean? Let's not get into that.
All right.
And instead of hee-hee, you could do Evie.
He's got it
it's
all.
Good, isn't
he's
it?
Got it all.
Evie! Electric vehicle. All. So there you go.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
And it should be arriving in the new year.
Well,
that's nice.
He said, he goes, I can get it to you this month. I went, no, I paid for insurance on my parents' car.
Exactly,
until
yeah.
the first week. I'll collect it in January.
So
that's what's going on.
Things you watch.
Sorry, I'm going to carry on because I'm flowing now. And because it's from your recommendation, I think it was Satch.
Yeah.
The Matchroom. thing is great.
Yes.
And I recommend
it. The Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman, The Match Room. It's the story of the Match Room business, which is Eddie Hearn, Barry Hearn, and their whole fighting and boxing and snooker and darts and all the things they promote. It's just a real insight. And I know, it's done in a bit of a reality TV way. So it's a bit like, you know, father and son having a chat. Yeah. So as again, son, you're going to get a result this time or not? It's a little, but they set those scenes up. It's a little bit contrived there. But you do see the business side of entertainment. Now, obviously, that's good for me. I love that. And and you also see how flipping hard they work. Mm. Eddie Hearn is working all the time. And it's interesting because I've heard this about Simon Cowell. But that turkey a la shake, you know, he's got the power, right?
Yeah, he's the man.
So he'll just turn around to Eddie Hearn and go, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And Eddie Hearn's fucked. He's tired, right? Yeah. Sorry, excuse my language. He's really tired, right?
Yeah.
And he goes... I just want to go to bed. And Turkey Ala Sheikh will go, come and meet me at Claridge's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he lives out in Brentwood. So he's got, he goes, you've got to go there. You're going to then order some food, 10, 11 o'clock, have a meeting at 12:30, get back at 2, 3. And he goes, I've got to pick my little one up.
Yeah.
You know, and
you've got to do it.
So it's like, it's
that
a
crutch. That is the business.
Yeah.
That's so the game.
And when someone like Turkey Ala Sheikh rings you, you go.
Because you have to go.
You have to go. Yeah.
And it's a funny name, though, isn't it? Turkey.
Turkey, with an I. And then Ally, and it's like,
he's a G.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. He loves entertainment.
Yeah, he's so good at it.
Yeah, and he gets into it.
I would if I was that rich.
There's a lot of him in it as well, which is nice to see because, you know, we don't really get access to people like that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So to see him on a Netflix documentary just talking normally, you're like, wow, this is so cool.
But why you'll like it is because for me, what I've got from the Eddie Hearn, two things I got actually from it, and it was quite poignant. Firstly, Eddie Hearn's work rate of like, you get knocked down, we carry on. And that's very much
crack on.
We crack on. We go again, right?
Yeah.
That's great. And Conor Benn, I didn't know about any of that scandal stuff with the drugs, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, no, and they said to him, admit it that you've done something wrong, take the ban. And he went, no, I haven't done anything. And obviously, I can relate with that, right? When they do you and they cancel you and they canceled him for two. And it's funny because I'm sitting there kind of hearing him going to go 2 years and he's crying his eyes out and he nearly took his own life and he's talking and it's him and his missus
he's
crying.
He's in a dark place,
And he's got kids. And that's when you go, God, you know, the other side of the business and all that and, you know, effectively kind of a cancel culture. And I now know what that does to you. So that was quite poignant as well. But it's great. But then on a much lighter note, which also is an insight to world, from Eddie Hearn to being Eddie Murphy.
Oy.
That was great. That is a love great that.
I've seen that as well.
Brilliant.
And that's what I was going to talk about. Go on, Tommy.
I'm going to hand over to you though. You tell us what you think.
Pass the baton.
It is so good because do you know what? Like you see, you've got to understand the time that Eddie Murphy sort of, you know, started
smashed
out
it.
And when he, you know, became great, he was on Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. He was one of the very few black people on TV. And to see that, like, I think, what do you say? Whitney, Prince.
Jacko.
Yeah, Whitney, Prince, Michael Jackson. And Eddie Murphy.
They were the only ones. They were the only four people that were on TV constantly. And honestly, the story that the guy's got, he changed his life.
Yeah.
That really, do you know?
I haven't got to that bit yet. Oh, I'm about halfway through.
Oh, you haven't finished it? Okay.
Is it a series or is it
one? It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's so good, you don't want it to end.
Yeah,
you
see so much.
That's why you stopped.
And then there's so many clips of like Delirious, Raw, all of his stand-up stuff. I didn't like his first movie. I didn't know like Trading Places was like his second movie.
Yeah.
And it's such a good film. Like, how's that only a second movie?
But the funny thing was, Richard Pryor was lined up to play it.
Yeah.
It was going to be another buddy movie of Richard Pryor and what's his name?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
And then
he didn't do it. And Dan Aykroyd came in for
Gene Wilder. Yeah, yeah. And he came in for that. And they went, why don't you give... And when they went, why don't you give Eddie Murphy a go in the film? He went, who's that? Who's Eddie Murphy?
Who's Eddie Murphy?
So who's... And it's mad to think that now. But also, that film, was it that? Was it Trading Places? Was the first film with a black leading star to break the $25 million
box
office.
Wasn't that Boomerang?
No. It might have been 48 hours. But it's one of the big ones.
And then another 48 hours.
Or Beverly Hills Cop, it might have been actually.
I think, I can't remember. But it's, again, so insightful. And, you know, I think me and Tommy, we love listening about stories about people.
Yeah.
And for me, those two, incredible. If there's two things you need to watch on Netflix, is that.
And that one quick point on that was they're calling Eddie Murphy. They were saying at the time, they go, oh, he's the new Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Right? And there's other comedians kind of going, this is the narrative that's put on.
Why are you saying it's the new... Richard Pryor's like his own...
Completely different.
Yeah. And do you know what? He's a G as well. Because I love watching his stand-up as well. Yeah. Amazing. So, but you can't compare him.
And you know, I get it all. I get a lot.
Who are you the new?
I know. I get, you're
the new Romesh.
You're like a better looking version of Paul Chowdhury, if he's listening. You're like a sexier, more marriageable version. I'm only joking. It's like Paul, innit? And I'm like, no, I'm nothing like Paul.
No.
My humor is nothing like Paul's. Right? I talk about
you're the new Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. I'll tell you what. I bet he didn't have osteoarthritis. I bet his hips were great.
Oh, no. After all that walking, he must have.
No, no. Oh, the walking stick. Maybe I'll get Dundee. That's what I get. I'll get my little Dundee and I'll go for it. But anyway, loving the stuff on Netflix at the moment.
And seeing as we're on the whole sort of watching things about people, watched a film on the plane. And I don't think I've mentioned this because we didn't speak about it last week. We just spoke about the lady with the mask. The face mask.
Yeah.
Which the video you put up was hilarious, by the way.
It was funny.
When I saw it, I was like, that's so weird.
It was that.
Is that?
I actually forgot that? What it was. Yeah. I had
how
to think
scary
about
is
it.
That?
Yeah.
It's on our WhatsApp group.
So anyway, the film that I saw on the plane while I was flying back from Dubai was The Apprentice. Has anyone seen that? It's a story about Donald Trump.
It's on Netflix as well.
Acted out or docu? Yeah,
no, so it's a guy playing a young Donald Trump, and you kind of see how he becomes Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good. You like it because he meets a guy along the way who's like a law kind of guy, and he kind of gives Donald Trump the character that he is today. It's so weird to watch,
but
great.
The Apprentice was his comeback into becoming really massive.
Yeah.
Because he was cancelled and everything before and then The Apprentice.
No, but please, honestly, it's so good. Because before you see Trump like how he was just normal folk, you know, going out. He was on a date with a girl when he met this guy, and then he sort of grew in confidence. And you see that story. It's so good.
And have you seen the Donald Trump interview done by Ali G? Like actually,
In the day,
And actually, Donald Trump catches onto it pretty quick. Yeah. Like a lot of other, like even Tony Benn, like great politicians, have been kind of pulled into the conversation with him, right?
And but that's what I mean. Even from this film, you actually see he's a really clever guy. Like from do you know what I mean?
Of course, he is. Clever,
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
He's also insane. Yeah, and he's disgusting. Bonkers,
I went to the cinema.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
To watch.
What's that? There's nothing out. Was it a Christmas film?
No. Wicked. It was the film that's basically become one of the most successful films of this year.
Wicked.
Gujarati film.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Wicked. My mum's banging about this.
Wicked.
Has she seen it?
Lalo.
It's called Lalo.
Don't take it off.
No, it's basically
Lalo means take it off.
It's not the thing you lie on in the swimming pool.
Oh no, that's not Lalo. Maybe
it's another name for Krishna, basically.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Sure. No, it's fine. But it's basically
is it like an endearing. Is it Krishna's a boy then, like Miri Lalo? Because that's what you say to kids.
Because you can have a nickname as Lalo. You know, if your name is something else, you can become
like Biare Lal. It comes from that kind of thing.
So basically, it's about a guy who's a rickshaw driver who's got a bit of a smoking, drinking habit. And then gets locked up in this house and then basically has visions of Krishna and goes through this journey of rebuilding himself and mental health and tries to become a better person.
All right.
I didn't know what to expect. It just started to gather pace, right? And people have been talking about it. Have you seen it? Blah, blah, blah. It's in Gujarati.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The whole film. Which is, but it's not difficult to understand, Saj. I think you could understand it. It's not difficult.
Mate?
No, it's beautiful actually because it's that kind of real sweet kind of Gujarati. It's not too difficult to understand. It's got subtitles as well, so anyone can go and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, really I might need that.
Really good,
well made shot.
On a shoestring budget. Yeah. But you know when it's oh, like it's
you
done.
Touch your leg.
It's
yeah, done, you put, oh. I thought you put your hand on my leg. No, I thought you were telling me something like listen to this. I thought you were going listen to what you're saying.
But it's just really well made. So it's a small budget film, new actors, and all of that kind of stuff. But what I think was good about this is that it doesn't have Karan Johar involved in it.
Right.
So therefore, it just allows...
Oh, Ranveer Singh's not in it?
No, can you believe it? So new musicians, new singers, new talent, new Sachin writers. Jigar. And I've seen the Sachin Jigar. No, not even them. But I've seen the interview with the actor and the director, the young people. They've just come up, written a story. When they made the film and they finished the film, they went to get some bani puri and a cup of chai. They didn't even have enough money on their card to pay for it.
Wow.
Right. And they go, oh, but our film's coming out soon. We will get some money. And they had to basically try and get like a free
milk,
you know, milk and all this kind of stuff. And now it's exploded. But it's a great film, and I definitely recommend it. What I didn't realise is that I went to, obviously, a cinema full of Gujaratis.
Of course. But who are we going to expect? Like, Filipinos?
This is the video that I saw a week before that they started in Garba at the end of the film.
So was it that film?
So it's that film. Because
did you get involved?
So I was warning everyone, going, you know, guys, let's just behave.
Let's not do this,
right?
No, he got involved.
And thank God it didn't. But what I did notice was that, my God, it's a whole new experience in a cinema with Gujarati people.
Yeah, in what way?
The full Tupperware of dogra, full layout, sharing it across.
It's allowed. It's legal.
It was full. I couldn't believe. And the talking, the sign came on. Please turn off your mobile phones.
All
3 seconds later,
all on loud.
And you're like, oh my, and just talking non-stop, talking throughout the whole film. I'm like, my God, it's so bad.
Can I buy it on DVD?
Yeah.
Probably.
It will probably be
available somewhere on a streaming
app. Because I don't want to go and experience that.
No, but I think that should be part of it. It's an immersive experience.
You bloody go then.
I would.
I mean, it was in Harrow.
You can't be able to read subtitles.
Yeah,
2 hours.
It was in Harrow, and it was, you know. But it was, oh my God.
Do you know what? I actually looked where it was because my mum wanted to go. And she was,
take your mum.
She was like, she wanted to go and she thought it might be at the cinema like not too far off from us in Bromley. And
is
I was
not?
Like, no, it's only showing in certain cinemas. So the one that's
the demographic.
The certain one that it is, it's in Croydon Grant, which is a absolute dive. And I wouldn't want to go there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
that's like Harrow in St. George's.
No, but that's better than that, honestly.
Do you reckon?
I've been to Harrow, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so I saw that.
Lalo.
Which is a great little film. And also
is that the first ever Gujarati film that's got mentioned on the podcast?
I think it is. It's the first Gujarati film I've seen.
There aren't any pure Guji films.
Yeah, it's difficult because they were always old school, but this is created by young people.
I tell you what keeps coming up my algorithm on a little side is a woman who's whispering and goes, maybe getting the Hindu scripture app might just change your world. And it's really beautifully done on the vision. I'll watch it. It'll come up now because I'm talking about it in front of you.
No, not on my algorithm.
And it's like, did you know the Hindu script? Because obviously the depth of Hindu like history and the faith and what it can do, what it unlocks in terms of Ayurvedic and all that kind of stuff. The depth
Why
of
are
it.
You getting that?
No, it kind of comes up in your timeline, doesn't it? And once you, but also.
You've engaged with it though.
Because it looked very Avatar-esque, like the whole.
Oh, the new Avatar trailer looks wicked.
Right, I bet it is, right? But this app looked like it, and it's basically listen to Hindu stories.
Couple of weeks.
Is what it's saying. So look at
a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
I love the fact I'm talking about Hindu scriptures to two Hindu people, and they go, "Oh, Avatar's coming out." It's like I've lost the room already.
Avatar, why are they still making that crap?
No, it's only the third one. I think it's going to be a trilogy. Last one was water. This one's the fire. No, Satch is incredible.
They're all crap.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Why do I want to watch some blue thing?
Because it broke a billion that last time when it came out. Yeah. You know, by the way, Zootropolis came out.
Yeah.
They're saying that Zootropolis should break $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah. It's that big. Zootropolis.
Well, it's going to have to be, I mean, because the biggest one now is Wicked 2. Yeah. That broke its previous record. It's the biggest grossing film.
Wicked,
so there
great.
We go.
Who goes Wicked-er. To watch this shit?
Wickeder. Right. Things we learned. Okay.
All right. Well,
who wants to go first?
Okay, I can go. So my one is, do you guys all watch The Chase?
Yeah.
Do you know the theme tune? I can't remember it off the top of my head, but the theme tune of The Chase.
It's kind of dun dun dun. It's been a bit like.
Yes.
But I'm going to go into Crystal Maze.
I'm glad you did that little bit of a segment because basically what I discovered was that the theme tune for The Chase has been used as a news theme. Bulletin music for the Philippine broadcaster, the GMA network. How crazy is that?
That's not crazy at all. That's just very random and odd.
Yeah.
Is that the thing you've learned?
That's the thing I've learned. That it's a game show theme tune, but they use it in the news bulletin.
Someone said to me this week, Kedge's things they've learned are shit. And do you know what? That goes in that part.
No. That's a Merry Christmas one.
No, it's not.
Merry Christmas.
That's a... Okay.
I might even cut it out of this podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. The things I've learned. And then I pop
then
back out. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. It's that bad.
Now I'm a bit nervous about my one. But my one, my the things I've learned. Yeah. So Philippine.
Yeah, news.
What's channel called? GMB.
No, I'd find it. GMA Network.
GMA Network.
Filipino Network.
Yeah.
Well, Well done. Well
it's the news team for their news.
Any Filipinos listening to this?
Can you verify it?
Yeah, go on, Tommy.
No, there's a funny bit in the Eddie Hearn documentary thing about when he rings Manny Pacquiao because he's Filipino.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically he rings. No, but it's funny because we know we have to ring to get celebrities on the radio show or whatever, right?
Yeah, brilliant.
Right, and it's a great moment where she goes, someone goes, we need to call in a favor, and so Eddie has to ring Manny Pacquiao's manager. Yeah. And he goes, oh, Eddie, how are you? Good to hear from you. He goes, yeah, great. He goes, I need to ask a favor. We're launching darts in Philippines. The Philippines,
yeah.
And we want Manny Pacquiao to be the face of it.
Yeah.
But we haven't got any money. And he went, okay. And he goes, and Eddie turns around to the woman who made him do the phone call and went, I could just feel him on the phone thinking, I wish I hadn't answered this phone.
Yeah.
But he's thinking, Eddie Hearn's calling.
Yeah.
Those guys are dough.
Yeah.
Kedge is calling. He was at the BBC.
Yeah.
What do you want, Kedge? We're just wondering, Joey Chavler, will you come to Tommy Sanders' Brownload, which is a no-paying podcast, and we're going to film it in some random room somewhere.
Yeah. In your gaff, if it's all right with you. Can we come around yours?
Exactly. Anyway, the things I learned is the word of the year. You know they always had to the end of the year?
Yeah.
Last year, it was brain rot.
Yeah.
Right, which is
brain rot.
Yeah, like, so something which is slowly just numbs you. You spend so much time on a screen or watching.
That's a bit of a poor word, I think.
Yeah, and it's the new bits of word. It's the new words that are made into the language. You know, like so the new terminology.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's one kind of carries on. It's rage bait.
Rage bait.
Rage bait. Even though it sounds like two words.
That's another crap one for another year. It's 2 years now.
But it has to focus on tech because that's the only place.
Why is it
where,
not just one word anymore?
Isn't it? Yeah. Why is two words? How's it the word of the year when there's two words?
I think it has been in the year. It's been fashion items or things like that. But
go on, what does it mean?
It's online content that's deliberately designed to get you angry and outraged and frustrated.
Yeah.
It's designed to provoke you, offend you. It's typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement on a website. So a social media account would be like, it's just basically triggering stuff. Now, it's interesting because I saw another post on a little side note of a Sri Lankan guy.
Yeah,
I don't know how true this is because you just don't believe anything you see now. But it said this Sri Lankan guy in Sri Lanka has been making loads of money putting up Facebook rage bait posts.
Wow.
So he apparently put up the reason. He went, oh, yeah, you know, all the houses, all the, you know, free housing in London. It's all, Mayor Khan is making, Sadiq Khan is making it go to just Muslims. They're giving more houses out nearer mosques to make people go, oh, Muslim people are the problem.
And those things get circulated more.
And they get circulated more because it's rage bait. But this guy, they called him out. They said, they tracked this guy down. They went, it's complete bullshit. What are you doing? He goes, no, I'm just teaching my pupils about how to get engaged following. And you go, what? And he's made loads. He makes £1,000, £2,000, £3,000 a post. And that's in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka money. You can buy Sri Lanka for that.
Wow.
So you go, rage baiting. It's making money.
And it beat aura farming into becoming... Aura farming is like how to become like the coolest version of yourself.
Oh. Sag is like, what?
What?
Yeah. I'm farming my aura.
Vibe coding, that was another one.
I'm gora farming. You just grow horses. That's what you do. Aura farming.
There
what
we go. Got?
Brilliant. The thing I learned this week is in the Netherlands, there's a library where you can go and instead of borrowing a book, you can borrow a human.
Oh.
Oh,
and
go
I
on.
Thought, this is great.
What? And what can you do with them?
No, it's not like that, Tommy. I knew you'd think that. Straight away, I knew you'd think like that. And I was like, do you know what? No.
What do you mean
everybody listening thought like me?
No, they didn't.
And if
they
you
didn't.
Knew I was going to think like that, it's because you thought like that. So no. Don't. Yeah, you just said I knew you were going to think like that.
No, because I knew you were going to say that.
No, you. How did you know that?
Because I know you.
No, you put it. You had it in your head.
No,
your head.
Definitely not. And I think it's great because you can go there and you can hear stories from people that, like, if you want to go there and hear about, I don't know, finance or something.
Yeah.
The guy is obviously like, you know, in that field, and I think I spoke about this with the whole influencer thing. I want to hear from the person that, you know,
actually
is a specialist.
Knows. Yeah.
And I thought, that's great. You can just go there and speak to that person about what...
So hold on a minute.
It could be like anything. Look, culture, work, identity, life experience, anything.
You go to this place and there's people are just sitting there.
No, so it's like, you know...
In sections.
Like, I don't know how it works exactly, but I thought, that's a great idea. Instead of going into a library and you've got to find a book, look at the book, open the book, find what you want to read.
Right.
You just go and ask the person.
Like an interactive book.
Is there a doctor here? Let's go and talk to him.
Yeah. And that's it. You just, you know, you've got all the... Maybe not a doctor, but I think it's more for...
And
like,
is there a charge? Is there a charge? Is there a payment for this?
I don't know. It's just a library. Like, maybe there's a charge for it. But I think that's
Do you have to do them there and then or can you take them home?
I don't know.
No, because if like a book,
property can't leave the building.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But all I'm saying, I think that is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a bit like kind of, I don't want to say networking, but like you can kind
a little
of,
bit networking.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
But hey,
I think it's a good idea.
It's like a live audio book.
It's a good idea. And like
live
even if,
podcast.
Instead of having people having networking events where you just put a whole people and plonk them in the room, I think this is a better idea.
Yeah.
Because you can go for that. He specializes in that. Let me go and chat to him.
Yeah. And also then you're like, if you're a bit tired at night, you go, sorry, can you just come up to mine? Just talk to me about finance until
while I fall asleep.
And then just see yourself out.
Love it.
You got to trust them. And if anything goes missing.
Honestly, I think it's good.
Like Uber drivers. Great idea. Registered.
Great idea.
Well done. And so it's good. Okay. Things. What are we doing for Christmas then? Like in terms of, are we here next week?
Next week.
All right.
Next week's good. Yeah.
That'll be the 12th, 13th, something like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll do one more after that, the 20th odd.
Yeah.
I think we're doing all the way through. Who's trying to take a Christmas break?
You normally do the Christmas special, don't
I think
you?
We've got the Christmas special coming up.
No, we've got the next 3 weeks. We're meeting up and we're doing a podcast.
I think it might be a bit difficult that week of the Christmas week. Yeah, I think it might be a bit difficult.
Ken's got his Christmas work due.
Yeah.
Sounds like an improv.
That 22nd, 23rd, I mean, I don't know, it might be a bit difficult.
For who?
For Tommy as well.
Yeah. He put it on
my calendar's free, I'm just...
I've got a few shows around there. We're going to do the 21st of December, by the way. We're at the Glee Club Birmingham doing a soul R&B and garage night.
Ooh,
get your tickets for that. If you are in Birmingham, 21st, we've got some live soul singers and dancers.
When are you going up?
I'm going to go up for that 21st.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to
come back.
I might come back because then I've got another comedy night, I think, there on the 28th. But then I'm doing Christmas in the Midlands.
No, but are you going to come back on 22nd?
Yeah, I can do.
I might jump in with it.
Yeah, should we do it? Should we do a little road trip? Come and do it. Yeah. Soul R&B, you'll love it. Okay. Live Gary stuff.
Love it.
You can get involved. Get involved.
Love it.
Let's
do it.
Lovely.
Sachi's not interested. He didn't even look at us.
I'm working.
Yeah, of course he is. He's always bloody working, or he's in Dubai, one of the two. Until next week, we'll say goodbye. Goodbye.
Laters.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.